Welcome to this podcast about Grapeview and Case Inlet in Washington State. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Grapeview is a community comprising Allen, Stretch Island, and Reach Island, on the western shore at the head of Case Inlet in South Puget Sound, about 19 miles west-northwest of Tacoma and 16 miles northeast of Shelton, Washington. Originally platted in 1891 as Detroit, the town was renamed Grapeview in 1922 during Prohibition for its view of the vineyards on Stretch Island. Case Inlet is an ancient fjord that runs north from the Nisqually Reach and separates the Key Peninsula to the east from the Kitsap Peninsula to the west. The fjords of South Puget Sound were carved from ancient rocks that record over 100 million years of Earth's history, including periods of ocean inundation, volcanic island arcs, and subduction zones, mostly between 220 and 65 million years ago during the Mesozoic. These ancient rocks lie beneath sandstone and volcanic formations that formed between 50 and 42 million years ago during the Middle and Late Eocene. And during that period, large rivers flowed across an extensive coastal plain known as the Puget Lowland, which lay west of the modern Cascade Range and east of the modern Olympic Mountains. At least six major glacial incursions into the Puget Lowland occurred between 2,580,000 and 11,700 years ago during the Pleistocene. The ice originated in the mountains of British Columbia as part of the Cordilleran ice sheet of northwestern North America. During each successive glaciation, ice advanced into the lowland as a broad tongue called the Puget Lobe. The lobe blocked the northern connection to the Pacific Ocean, causing water to flow southwest from the glacier's terminus to Gray's Harbor along what is now the Chehalis River Valley. The most recent advance, known as the Fraser Glaciation, saw ice occupy the Puget Lowland from about 18,000 to 15,000 years ago. At its maximum, Seattle was buried under at least 3,000 feet of ice. Most of the present topography is a direct result of this glaciation. Subsequent processes, such as stream and wave erosions, landslides, earthquake deformation, and volcanic eruptions, have only slightly modified the landscape. Case Inlet lies within the territory of the southern coast Salish peoples. Lushoot seed-speaking Squaxin bands, whose primary village, Tuxiquaxud, stood at the inlet's head near Allen, were canoe-dependent and built their economy on maritime resources rather than upland hunting. In 1792, Captain George Vancouver and Lieutenant Peter Puget became the first Europeans to explore Puget Sound in search of a northwest passage. Vancouver anchored HMS Discovery and HMS Chatham near Seattle and sent Puget in two rowing craft to survey the sound's southern reaches. In 1841, the U.S. exploring expedition under Lieutenant Charles Wilkes sailed into Puget Sound. The flagship USS Vincennes and brig USS Porpoise anchored at Fort Nisqually, a Hudson's Bay Company post established in 1833. Wilkes mapped the sound to promote American expansion into a British-dominated region and named Stretch Island for Gunner's mate, Samuel Stretch. The Oregon Treaty of 1846 settled competing claims to the Oregon Country, a territory shared with Britain since the Treaty of 1818. And in 1853, Washington Territory separated from Oregon Territory. In 1872, Confederate veteran Lambert Evans became Grapeview's first settler. He acquired 40 acres on Stretch Island, later adding 172 acres, and planted grapevines and fruit trees, rowing 23 miles to Olympia and 21 to Steilacoom to sell his produce. In 1885, the Detroit Land Improvement Company bought land to develop a city called Detroit. Building lots were laid opposite Reach Island, and the venture briefly flourished with a sawmill, two saloons, and a hotel. 4 years later, Adam Eckert arrived and experimented with grape varieties, eventually developing the distinctive Island Belle grape. For 30 years, his company produced grape juice and fresh grapes for markets in Tacoma, Shelton, and Olympia, earning the nickname Isle of Grapes. By 1893, growing settlement led to the establishment of a school district, and in 1922, the community was renamed Grapeview to reflect its agricultural character. Early settlers built the local economy on logging and sawmilling. Settlements sprang up at creek mouths where water power ran the mills. With no roads linking communities, water transport was the most efficient means of moving people and goods. Initially, rowboats were used, but strong tidal currents and inclement weather slowed travel. Mills needing to ship timber hired or built their own steamboats. From the 1870s until 1924, before an interconnected road network emerged, steamboats on Case Inlet served many small communities along South Puget Sound. These vessels handled tasks ranging from transporting passengers and construction supplies to delivering groceries. Local ports built craft such as the E.M. Gill at Vaughan in 1895 and the Detroit at Grapeview in 1889. In 1916, the Washington State Legislature enacted strict alcohol prohibition laws, yet home winemaking kept demand high for grapes from Stretch Island vineyards. In 1920, the state ratified the 18th Amendment, extending prohibition nationwide. When prohibition ended in 1933, companies quickly filed for licenses to run commercial wineries. The first bonded winery in Washington was St. Charles Winery, founded by Charles Summers, on Stretch Island. By 1937, the state hosted 28 wineries, and in 1938, the Washington Wine Producers Association reorganized as the Washington Wine Council to promote the grape and wine industries. In 1965, St. Charles Winery was sold to a Yakima area company, and the Stretch Island vineyards declined. By 2015, only a few small vineyards and an occasional wild vine remained. Behind one home stands a solitary vine planted in 1872 by Lambert Evans, 17 years before statehood, a lasting reminder of the genesis of Washington's modern wine industry. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.